I tried going vegan last year, and it didn't really affect my energy levels as such, but I just, it was so restrictive, especially at college, when if other people are cooking for you, as college does, there was very little you could eat, and so it just didn't really fit. I think it was just quite an unhealthy diet to have if I'm not making it myself. So, when I was about 16, I was diagnosed with PCOS, which is a hormonal condition, which basically means that, they don't really know the cause of it, but it's it means you are very sensitive to insulin, so they suggest having a very low carb diet for it. So I feel like the doctors weren't very helpful, because they didn't, apart from that, they didn't really give me any advice. So that was sort of the main thing that I tried to stick to, and I think I sort of have carried that through to uni as well. So yeah, I just try and predominantly eat more fats and vegetables over starchy, heavy carbohydrate. I tend to eat little and often, apart from breakfast. I'll have that big breakfast, which will tend to see me through to lunch, but from like lunch onwards, I like having little things. Mainly just because if I have a big meal, I hate feeling really, really full, especially if you've got stuff to do. And I like eating, so it means that if you eat less, then you get to eat more, as in more often. I tend to eat a big meal when other people are eating, or you know, after, like probably like 2 hours after I've had a snack. So I'm never actually really hungry for those meals. I tend to have a snack when I'm really hungry, because I'm not expected to get hungry. So when I am hungry, it's more of a case of just eating what's there rather than taking time to prepare something. I always eat breakfast alone, but apart from that, quite rarely. But if I'm at home, then I'll tend to eat at home. So with my parents, I tend to eat by myself quite a lot, because my mum eats a lot later than I do, so I never really tend to wait for her, but I will sit with her while she eats. So she doesn't really eat alone, but I tend to. When you're constantly in one place all the time, you're expending less energy, so you sort of, I think about food more, but whereas I actually need less, whereas at uni, I'm constantly on the go, but I'm thinking about it less, and so I sort of eat less when I should be eating more. Sounds sort of weird. I would say for me, it's not so much what I eat, but it's how much I eat. So it doesn't have to, like, so I'll just eat a lot more when I'm upset, but it doesn't tend to have to be unhealthy. It's just, I think sort of eating is something to do that will distract you from feeling upset. So it's just eating a lot more than I normally would, probably. Yeah. I love carrots. I really love carrots. I get through a lot of carrots. my hands, like last year, I've sort of cut back on them a bit now, but last year I ate so many that my hands did actually turn orange. And like I came home, and my mum said like I had a slight like orange tinge to my skin around the nose. Because yeah, I was eating like 7 a day, just chomping my way through them. Yeah, I really like them. My nan's roast dinner, that's always just a really nice, comforting thing. I think, yeah, because it's one of the rare occasions where we all sit down together, and yeah, being surrounded by family that I don't see in a while, and I know that it's taken her a lot of effort to make, and yeah, I think it's very comforting. I sort of think of my mum's chocolate brownie as pure pleasure. Like I wouldn't eat, like it's so filling, so you can't eat very much of it. But I think like if I'm thinking of like pleasure as such, as like a very like minute to minute thing, I see what Jess means about like afterwards you just feel very like stodgy and heavy, like it's not the nicest feeling afterwards, but when you're actually having it, then the feeling that you get, I think it's like a really, really like sugary, fatty food like that is really nice. Like pleasurable. I'd say for me, a treat is more about the price of it than what it is. So for example, when I finish my exams this term, I'll like, I'm gonna go to M&S and get like a ready meal from there, and like I think that's like £4, £5, and it's just a lot more than you'd pay in Tesco's, but if there's something about, I think, spending that a little bit more that sort of makes it, for me, it makes it feel like a treat, because it's just not, I haven't been there since this term, so it's yeah, special occasion type thing. Stuff that I had at home. So for example, my mum does shop in Tesco, but would go to M&S once a week. And so I was sort of got used to having like a ready meal from there once a week. Whereas at uni, it's just something that I just don't prioritise, so I don't go to. So I think it's slight flip side that what at home isn't a treat, at uni turns into a treat. If I ate ice cream all day, every day, then I would just feel rubbish because it is, while it's really tasty, it doesn't make you feel good particularly because it's just like a very intense sugar rush that will make you crash later. Whereas on holiday, that doesn't sort of matter as much because you do, well, for me anyway, when I go on holiday, I'm doing less. So I don't need food as much as a fuel, but more as a something that tastes nice. So yeah, it's not that it's bad as such. It's just it doesn't make me feel as good and as fueled and energized. Yeah, I would prefer to stay fueled for longer and have it taste less nice than have ice cream for breakfast and be full for about 2 hours and then just crash when I get to work. I'd say exercising sort of forces me to eat healthier because I need the energy for it. So like the whole thing I was talking about with ice cream for breakfast, for example, while I think it tastes nicer, I know that I just can't do any sort of exercise on that because I'll just crash. So I think, especially if I do exercise later on in the day, so I'm sort of planning my meals around that exercise, I know that I'm going to have to eat healthier foods that will keep me going for longer. Maybe post-exercise, I sort of know that I can have a bigger meal because I've earned it as such, but I think it's I think that definitely beforehand, then no, I don't think it does force me to eat. It doesn't make me eat less healthy. I think it changed when I got diagnosed with the polycystic ovarian syndrome because that I was just told that sugar was just bad for me, and it just didn't sit well with my body. And I still don't really know whether that's true or whether it affects my body in that way, but I tend to stick to foods which are less high in sugar and more high in fats, purely because that's what the advice said. Whether or not that is what works for me, I don't really know.